brought some letters from Tagore. So this one is from Tagore to...
To you?
Oh, no, actually, it's not. It's to Tagore. That's coming. It's to Tagore from the New York Museum in Potsdamerstrasse.
Are you allowed to touch it?
Yes.
Yeah.
People can read them in the exhibition.
Oh, yeah.
To Mr. Tagore. Among the undesirable works in the collection of our museum, we have your painting. This was removed by the Nazis. As you know, all your essays and plays are publicly banned, as well as your criticism of nationalism and war. That's one.
Who's like that?
Anna. But you won't be able to read them. I had to read them carefully. Dear Mr. Schalke. The Prince of Arab Poetry. I, the secretary of Mr. Tagore, would like to make an appointment for our next visit to Egypt. Our boat will arrive at Suez early morning on Tuesday. And by the time we arrive in Cairo, it may be late afternoon. Too exhausted to socialise. We'd love to have a party the next day. We will spend days in Cairo, two nights and one day. Tagore.
Too exhausted to
socialise. So we'll have a party the next day. Socialise.
From Joseph Boyce.
This is a picture.
To you, June 1940. This is from Ezra Pound to Tagore. Dear Mr. Tagore, my father read some of your recently published poems in translation. He is now another sound one of your admirers, EP from Roma. This is from Tagore to Zaglol. Does that ring a bell? Is that an Egyptian? Dear Zaglol, I hear that you are from the General Assembly, and your efforts are towards liberation and democracy. In the Waf party, Egyptian party, which in translation means nationalist party. I do not know what you mean by nationalism, but I would be pleased to see you again.
So these are fictional letters that are...
Yeah.
No, they're real.
This is from...
Can't you tell?
They were really written.
This is from Anna. This is from Anna Bogigian. Cairo, Egypt. Dear Mr. Tagore, I was visiting your university this past summer. I didn't assist the memorial that was to remember your death anniversary. This year it was in August. The temple was open for anyone to pray in and to celebrate your memory. Later in your private section was open to the public, i.e. your bedroom, the garden. Your bedroom. The garden is still open, and the plants you planted, the lily pond and flowers. There was something cultivation and celebration on that day, the Vriksharopan Festival.
Yeah, the Vriksharopan Festival, yeah. The tree planting.
Right, that's it. This is a nice one. So this is from the Rothko Chapel, a place for all to meditate, Houston, Texas. Mark Rothko, Chapel, Houston, Texas. Dear members of the universe, fellow universe men, we would like to invite you to tour Rothko's chapel, part in prayer and meditation. We in turn will visit your temple as our concept is similar. This is the prayer room at Shantiniketan. All religions unite in harmony, and colours of the rainbow. Thank you. And then this is from an unknown refugee from Pakistan. And I can't read it, but there's a sort of line from Lahore to Lucknow to Bihar. So she's making some relationship to the West Pakistan and East Pakistan, and some movements, some migration movement between the two. This is from Tagore to Einstein. And it just says, aesthetics, aesthetics. Just a few more. This is from Tagore to W.B. Yeats. My dear friend, it may have been wonderful to pass summer together, but we both have different itineraries. Thank you for coming. The success of the play, The Post Office in Dublin. Thank you for encouraging the success of the play, The Post Office in Dublin. The Irish accent doesn't disturb the content of the play. Another something for the Post Office in London. I will be in Dartington for the summer.
That's very brilliant. That's amazing.
Re-Nobel Prize winner, Mr. R. Tagore, Calcutta, India. Medal is lost.
Yeah.
And then from R. Tagore to G. Watson. This is the final one. So it's, dear Mr. Watson, thank you for your efforts to keep me alive with all your works on Tagore. We are all in a hole with no exit. I wonder how I will manage to come to the opening. There is no direct line between where I am and where you are, but we could meet with no locality. XT.
Thank you, Anna.
That's great.
Very nice.
She basically spent 3 weeks writing these letters. And I didn't read them, actually, until last week when I thought, I might show them for this. And I sort of got them all out and read them.
They're lovely.
Yeah, they're really
good. And she sent them to you.
No, she wrote... What happened was that the installation period was 3 weeks, but the installation was quite quick to organise. So she sat in the gallery and she wrote letters. So she sat and she wrote all of these letters, kind of imagining this correspondence around Tagore. Mostly they're from Tagore, but there are also some that are from Gandhi to Shalky, or, you know, other kinds of, or the Rothko Chapel to this prayer room in Shantanikatan. So it's like really, I think, a really nice metaphorical project that she made there. Yeah.